I'm Brian McKellen of Speaking Out for the Blind. There's a couple of ways to tune into the show. Dial 605-475-8130 on any phone, then press 1 at the prompt. You may also go to acbradio.org/mainstream and tap on one of the Click Here to Listen links. Enjoy! Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McKellen. Today's guest is Lee Hoy. Lee is a blind fighter. He started training at the age of 24. The Daily Telegraph reports that he began training to learn self-defense, and Lee fell in love with the sport. Lee joins us to talk about his fighting experience, and he explains how he competes against his sighted opponents. Joining us, too, is Shaj Hake. He's one of Lee's trainers. He's going to elaborate on Lee's training. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Hi, all right.
Lee, you've been blind since birth due to toxoplasmosis. What is toxoplasmosis?
Toxoplasmosis is basically a parasite which has destroyed both of my retinas. Fortunately, it was caught to where it didn't spread any further. So all I was left with, obviously, then was blindness.
So you can't see at all. You're totally blind, correct?
No, I can see, but due to the damage to the retinas, it's very, very limited. Sort of distance-wise and depth perception is affected for me. But also, like, detail and reading print close range, I need a magnifier to do that.
The Daily Telegraph newspaper said that at a young age, you were told that you were never going to be able to read, never going to be able to write, ride a bike, or even go to school. Who told you this?
When the doctors at the hospital found out what my condition was at the time, you know, it's 27 years ago, they didn't understand much, and they told my parents. And from what I can understand, it hit my parents pretty hard, you know, and they just brought me up to try anything that I want, really. I just tried everything, regardless.
And that's basically how you proved the doctors wrong?
Yeah, basically, you know, I went all the way through school. I did have difficulties, as I say, learning, you know, reading print, but we found magnifiers worked. I can write, not very well, but I can do it. And I've also been to college and stuff as well.
Let's talk about your fighting career. Why did you decide to learn self-defense at the age of 24?
I don't know why I left it so late, really. I was bullied through school, which, you know, being visually impaired, it's people seem to find that's the easiest target. So obviously I've got to a point in my life where I just thought, because of my vision, I want to try and be more independent, but I need some skills if people were to try and attack me or try and rob me in the street. So I got into it for that reason initially. That was for the whole self-defense part.
What were some of the first self-defense skills that you learned?
Basically sort of close range. If somebody does come up to you and grabs your jacket, I learned how to grab an arm of them and pull down and push them away so to create distance.
How do you do your self-defense moves with such limited vision?
A lot of it is based upon if the person actually gets really close to me and, you know, like people talk about personal space. If someone actually grabs me, I don't need my vision to realize that they've got a hold of me. So from that point of view, it's all about feel for me.
Interesting. You want to add to this, Shaj?
I had never trained somebody with any sort of disability before, so it was quite new to me. When he first told me he's blind, I didn't know how to approach it. I didn't know how much he'd be able to do. So when I first met him, we just tried little bits of things, and his balance was really bad, so I worked on little bits of that. I could see that he was really struggling to judge any sort of distance. So I first thought we'll stick to things very stationary, not much movement involved, just sort of like trying to get him to do the basic body movements of things. And then from that, we figured out ways to, like, for him to work the technique on his own without relying too much on the vision. For example, I've had fights before where I've been eye gouged and I couldn't see properly, and you've just got to go with your instincts. So I know that Lee's got very limited vision, so you can see little bits. So we've kind of used that to help them try to perfect certain techniques and to respond with other reactions.
How'd you decide to move from self-defense training to competitive sports, Lee?
It was about 2-3 months maybe of just the whole self-defense sort of, you know, once a week I went and did this with Shaj. And then after a while, something in my head just clicked and I thought, I quite like this. I might try and do an actual class. And then I went to my first class. And from there, from that point on, I've never looked back really. I don't know at what point I could answer honestly that it happened, but it was just after a couple of classes. And I love it.
That's why, audience, you gotta try something to see if you like it. Then if you like it, you'll go for it. Or not if you don't. A number of papers said that you competed in a grappling competition and you won a bronze medal. What was this grappling competition?
That was in my local area, and it's called Versus Grappling. I've actually done two, I believe. From when the article was done, I've did another one since, so that's now two I've done. And I've got a bronze medal in that again, so I've picked up two bronze medals at two of the competitions.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I also understand that you were in a boxing demo bout, and you did very well with that. Tell us more about this.
I was basically given the chance to show the skills I've learned over the last 2 and a bit years, you know, to put it out there. And it was challenging because obviously in the gym, it's less fast paced in the gym when we spar. But I believe I sort of picked up within the rhythm of it. And I just did what I did in the gym, really, you know, but just in front of a lot of people.
You and Shaj worked together at the Fighting Fit Training Center in South Shields, UK. How did you decide to train at this very special place?
Before I met Shaj, I'd actually tried like a couple of different gyms, but it wasn't self-defense. It was more just, you know, to get into sort of maybe bits of boxing or general, you know, fitness and stuff. And a family member actually told me that to try Fighting Fit. So I messaged and explained my vision and stuff. And then from there, after, like we say, you know, you work with me for a while, and then we put stuff into place to help me work with the vision I've got. And from there, we just built a very strong relationship. And I believe, had I not actually found Fighting Fit, I don't believe I'd be where I am in the sport right now, and I wouldn't feel about it as I do.
Now back to the vision thing again. What sort of challenges did you face with your limited vision when you started competitive fighting training?
Mainly is the distance, so like closing range and determining how far away my opponent is. That's the main one that I will always have there.
Now we got to talk about mixed martial arts, or MMA. And you spar mixed martial arts, or MMA, to fellow fighters to help them prepare for fights at the center. This is when you're working at the center. How do you do this with your limited vision?
We go through a lot of pad work, sort of. I train privately as well as classes. So in the private time, it gives me that extra time, you know, to learn what it feels like for the combinations from the opponent that may come. So from drilling that over and over, when it comes time to sparring, it's almost like a rhythm where you kind of get an idea what your opponent will probably throw. So it's just a lot of hard dedication, like train hard and just keep repeating it over and over is all I would say I do.
What do you tell them in terms of training when you're sparring mixed martial arts with them in the classes? How often do you tell them to train per day? And what's the simple or complex training regimen that you give them?
Normally when I train twice a day, and that can be for 6 days. Normally it would be a sort of a fundamentals type class on the first session. Then we'd have like a sparring class after, which can be grappling or striking. Then day two would normally be a striking based class. Then after is normally wrestling. On a Wednesday, day three, it's normally grappling based, which sometimes there's only one class on. Then on a Thursday, it's normally Thai boxing, followed by grappling again. But I also train a private session on that day as well. So sometimes I do three on that one day. Excuse me. And on the Friday, it is again a fundamentals-based class, and then another sparring class, which that final sparring class of the week is normally where it is everything, MMA. And then on a Saturday, depending if we have fighters getting ready for fights, the class that we do is more based upon their sparring and their rounds, if that helps, if I'm answering that correctly.
So, Shaj, back to you. We know you're Lee's coach, but the Fighting Fit website says that you're trained in both mixed martial arts and Muay Thai, and you've trained in both of them for over 9 years. And you also bring a range of experience, too, to Lee. You've ranked 10th in the MMA flyweight division in the UK, along with an undefeated boxing record. How do you train Lee to fight with his limited vision? I know we've talked a little bit briefly about this, but could you go into just a little bit more detail?
Just firstly, the website is slightly outdated now. That was about almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. So I've actually trained about 11 years now. Currently ranked number 4 in the UK. So I've managed to climb up a little bit further. But back to Lee, my goal as a coach, I've always had it with anybody, it doesn't matter who walks through that door, is it's never been to make somebody into this amazing fighter. It's always just to see how far I can like get somebody to achieve their potential. So sometimes, you know, everybody has different like talent pools and different potential. So it was just same with Lee. I thought, I'm just going to approach it like anybody else. I'll just get him to do whatever he can do. So I started off with just basic stuff, with like stationary, trying to get him just to make sure he doesn't miss the pad, stationary stuff. And then once I realised he's starting to pick this up and he's getting better at it, I thought, right, we'll progress as you do with anybody. So we started adding bits of movement, and then we just kept progressing with little bits at a time. And then when I noticed he struggles with certain things with his vision, we'll try to come up with other ways or try to give him a style that doesn't require too much vision. And I was actually quite amazed at how much he was able to do. So to the point where I've actually got him slipping punches. Now, for a blind guy to be slipping punches is pretty impressive. So, but we've managed to come up with a system. I've managed to like teach him ways to react to the very limited things he can see coming at him and to move his body in certain ways. And it's also reassured me that I'm teaching the correct technique. If I can get somebody that can't see to do certain techniques, I think that's, you know, it reassures me that I'm teaching the right stuff.
Lee, how have you learned to compensate for your limited vision since you started fighting training?
As Shaj was saying, you know, when he notices our struggle, we sort of take a step aside and we try to figure out, like, as he says, a different style. So what works for me may not work for somebody who is fully sighted, say. So it's all just about adapting what I can see and using it to the best of my abilities.
How have the other trainers at the gym, Lee, inspired you to continue pursuing fighting sports?
Just basically through each and every class that I go through, you know, and obviously when I train privately as well, I take something from each individual coach, and it makes me on a daily basis realize that I can actually do more than I believed I could. Not just at the start, but as every day progresses. And that's a pretty good feeling, to be honest.
What's your typical training day like?
Pretty intense. Most of the time it consists of 2 1-hour 30-minute sessions.
Do you guys do any sort of warm-ups, then workout, then cool-downs?
Yeah, we always warm up before every class, and at the end we always stretch off. Even if I train privately, you know, it's still a physical activity. So always warm up, always stretch to cool down to prevent injuries.
How often do you train per week, Lee?
On average, about 5-6 days a week.
Pretty good. Let's talk about some of your fighting moves. You've learned grappling, and you've learned close range. Yep. How do you do these moves with limited vision? Not that we can really show the people out there listening to the radio, but how do you describe these moves to our audience?
I'll start first with the grappling. The good thing about grappling itself, though, is it's normally always occurs on the ground. So you're either on your back or on your side, like lying down type. Well, not quite lying down, but in that type of area. So a lot of what you need is based upon feel, because your opponent needs to move and do certain things. So the way I explain it to people who might not understand, it's not the best explanation, but if you imagine giving someone a cuddle, you don't need your eyesight to do that because you can feel it. That's simply how I describe it. I know it's pretty cheesy, but that's how I would describe how grappling works, all through feel.
I think if I could just put something in there, we, in a part of our training, we used to do just for a bit of fun every now and then, is actually before I've even met Lee, is we used to wear a blindfold and we used to grapple so that people don't rely, so that you start feeling where things are. So I think that when I met Lee, I thought, if we can do that blindfold and other people can grapple, I thought, well, Lee can definitely manage to grapple. He'll be able to, the grappling, I think he'll have the least disadvantage with his vision because it requires a lot less of your sight.
That's pretty good. Lee, who are some of the major opponents that you've beaten in your fights?
I don't recall their names from the grappling, actually, unfortunately.
Not even any American fighters?
I don't believe I've come across any Americans as of yet.
Yeah, Lee's still in his early stage of his career. He's just kind of starting up a little bit. I think hopefully in the next few years he'll be up there competing with people that we know of.
Lee, I gotta ask you a hard question. Have you ever gone up against Shaj and beaten him in a fight?
We do spar a lot together. In terms of beating him, in my head, maybe. Yeah, in my head, I have.
I like to beat me up every now and then just to give him a confidence boost.
Yeah, maybe.
But on a serious note, though, I have got ready for fights where I have actually sparred with Lee, pretty much full contact, and he's up there and he's keeping up with me a lot of times, so it's pretty impressive.
Okay. I understand that, Lee, because of fighting sports in general. You've changed as a person.
I have, very much. As I said, I've been training around about 2 years, but before that I had very poor diet. You know, I drank a lot of alcohol, smoked cigarettes, didn't really care too much about my sort of health, and I just got on with day to day. But once, once I started to train a little bit and I realised I'm actually losing weight here and I feel good, I started slowly to change the way I eat and the way I go about my life. You know, I don't drink alcohol now. I don't smoke cigarettes. And the changes in the 2 years have just been amazing. And I have never looked back. People always tend to sort of, when people say to me, I want to change my lifestyle, they always tell me it's hard. Now, me personally, you know, obviously I've went through that journey, so I can relate to that. But once, I would say about 2 weeks maybe of once you change your diet, just your diet alone, within them 2 weeks you will notice that you feel better, you'll have more energy, and then the exercise on top, like you say, it helps, it just frees you everything in your mind, it takes all your stress, everything just goes.
Shaj, from a trainer's perspective, how do you think fighting sports has changed Lee as a person? Do you think it's changed in him in the same ways we've talked about, or in other things too?
Yeah, I think I've known Lee for about 2 years now since he first started. So when I think back, I can see the changes that have happened. I think there's been a lot of changes, great positive changes, mentally and physically. When I first met Lee, he had very limited confidence. He was really scared to even come to the private session with me at the start. But I can see as we were training more and more, his confidence levels boosting up. And that's when I advised him he should come to like group sessions. He should slowly try to break into them. He was really, he didn't have the confidence to come to them. And so it started, and I think the confidence is a big one. I can see he talks a lot more confident now. New people walk in the gym, he's totally fine. He's talking with everybody. From what he's even been saying, he says he feels better on the street. He feels like he can walk with his head up high now. He feels a lot more confident when he's walking around. And just physically, when he came, he was a bit more overweight. And now, if you look at him, he's in very good shape. He's healthy and he's in much better shape than he was when he first started.
Lee, I know you're in the beginning stages, but how often have you been participating in fights?
Around about 3-4 months.
That's not bad. That gives you plenty of time to practice.
Indeed.
How do you decide which fights you're going to participate in?
I normally, if there's something that pops up or someone has made a suggestion, maybe I'll always speak with Shaj and the other coaches at the gym. Obviously, you know, they're the ones who they can see if it's a good idea or not, because I would do anything, to be honest, if I was allowed, you know. If you let me do whatever, I would do anything you put in front of me. But I always like to get the coach's advice for just to...
Yeah, the way it works at our gym when we're matching people for a competition... And we're pretty much treating Lee exactly the same. Is once we look at somebody, we think they're not going to get hurt when they compete. We feel like they've got enough skills to defend themselves at that level, and they obviously want to do it. Then we talk to them. We'd set like a more of a strict training regime for a couple of weeks, and we'd try to look for an opponent that would match them. So you obviously match with weight and experience. So we always just try to look for the fairest match. So it's kind of depends on the opportunities that come as well at that time.
How do they judge, Lee, if you're the winner of a fight?
In grappling, I actually won my last medal through decision, I was told, at the end. They look for like marks of like who is the more aggressive opponent. Say if you're grappling and nobody can like get a submission or, you know, win through. In grappling, like there is a points-based system where if you take your opponent down, that's points to you. Then if you then pass what's called their guard, is more points. So it's sort of like a structured step point system, if that makes sense. If it's an even-ish match where one's being taken down and then there's a reversal, that's like then even points, which is actually what happened to me in my last match. But because I scored the takedown first and then defended submissions, I was awarded the decision because of the aggression, if that helps.
That helps a lot. When's your next fight, Lee?
Hopefully that my next one will be another grappling contest, which I believe is in October. I think the 11th, I believe, if that's correct.
How can our listeners around the world tune in to your fight?
Facebook, you can check out on there through South Shields Fighting Fit page. And also, I believe, Versus Grappling is the actual event. All of the results and updates get put on those two pages.
What advice do you two give our listeners who want to learn self-defense, compete in MMA, boxing, or other fighting sports out there?
The biggest piece of advice I would give is actually take that step and go out of the door and try this. Because if you're sitting around and you think, I want to, but it's hard, or you have doubts, you know, you're not gonna know. Just basically take that step and go out. And then if you don't like it, then you know. So it's always the hardest step is the first one to actually go into that gym and do it. But it's brilliant.
Yeah, I think when it came to Lee, at first I didn't think Lee would be able to do something like boxing because of his vision, but he's proved me wrong in that one. But also I strongly think that everybody has different levels of visibility when you're blind. So I think if you've got very limited vision, one of the best arts, I think, out of martial arts you can do would be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is the grappling side of it, because that requires probably the least amount of vision. It's very close contact. And even if for self-defense reasons, most fight outside in the streets or anywhere. It happens, someone will grab somebody else, and that's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu there. Once someone gets a hold of you, what to do. Now, if you train something like Jiu-Jitsu, you'll get very good at just reacting to things without having to rely on your vision. So I think that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is a very good art for people who maybe MMA is not for them if it's a bit too much. But the jiu-jitsu side of it, the grappling side of it, I believe anyone can do if it's to do with the vision. You don't need too much of that. And to the point where I think, I've told Lee this before, but I still think that'll be his strongest point once he becomes a bit more established fighter. I think the grappling will be his strongest point, because when it comes to grappling, he can achieve a black belt in grappling if he sticks at it. Well, when it comes to boxing and things, I think he might hit a limit where he can't get like past a certain point. But when it comes to grappling, I honestly believe he can go as high as anybody else.
Lee, you're an inspiration to us all. This information is going to encourage our listeners to consider fighting sports and face their vision challenges. Thank you, Lee. And thank you, Shosh, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Before we go, I welcome comments on this program. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
Join me, Brian McKellen, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview famous and inspirational blind individuals and other specialists about a wide variety of topics, providing you with the steps to achieve your dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and repeats every 2 hours overnight and throughout the next day, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream.